Thank you for another day that you've given us to come together in prayer. We just lift up your name. We magnify you, God. We glorify you and we exalt you, O God, that you are worthy, O God, worthy of all our praise and worthy of all our adoration. As we come to prayer tonight, God, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say, God, tonight, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication, O God, and let there be something that happens, God, in the heavens and in the earth because we are praying. Let something begin to move, something begin to change, and something begin to shift because we are coming together in prayer, in a place of agreement. And Father, as we come in prayer, we know that we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are not coming empty-handed, but we are coming by the way of the blood. And Father, as we come before you, we come not standing in our own righteousness, but God, we stand in the righteousness of He who laid down His life that we may be redeemed, the high priest of our confession. Father, we thank you for every man and every woman that's on the prayer line tonight. We thank you, God, for the things you're doing in their lives, for the assignment that you have set for them, O God, for the plans you have made for their lives, O God. We thank you for the promises you've given unto them, O God, that you're in the process of fulfilling. We give you praise. We give you glory for the challenges that they've had to encounter this week, O God, knowing that all things are working together for their good. You are bringing them to that expected end, O God, that they have been hoping for. We thank you, O God, for ensuring that the enemy will not prevail against them, but that your word that you've spoken over them, O God, shall be forever establishing their coming and in their going. We speak your blessings over the works of their hands, whatsoever they set their minds to do. We declare that it is going to prosper in the name that is above any other name. We thank you, O God, for the doors you are opening for them that no man can shut in, for the doors that you are shutting before them that no man can open. We thank you for the angels you have given charge over them, for the work that they are doing. We thank you for the things that they are gathering to bring into their lives at your command and at your word. We give you praise and we give you glory. We speak your blessings over their homes, over their children, and we declare that you are continually perfecting everything that concerns them. Some things they may not see, but God, you're working behind the scenes. Thank you for making the crooked places straight in their lives, for bringing down the mountains and raising up the valleys. Thank you, God, for releasing a spirit of boldness over them, O God, allowing them to walk in the fullness of that which you have ordained. We thank you, O God, because you have done all this according to the counsel of your own will. You made a sovereign decision that you are going to be their God. You are moving in power. You are moving with great demonstration in their lives, that your love is being shed abroad in their hearts, O God, that they are being reminded, O God, that they are not walking on their own, but there is an ever-present help, God, who is there to hear them when they call, to answer them when they cry. We thank you, O God, and we pray. Somebody just say hallelujah for the goodness of God and for His faithfulness. I want to read a few verses for you tonight, and we are going to pray, and then we'll see what the Lord has to be able to join those verses together for us. I want to read for you from the book of 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter number 17. I'll read from verse number 8 to verse number 16, I think 8 to verse number 16. I want to show you something in there as we pray tonight. It says that 1 Kings 17, 8 and 16, I'm reading from the King James, from the New King James Version. It says, then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, that's to Elijah, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I've commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. Says, so she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she came to her household, and she and he and her household ate for many days. Verse number 16, the bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry according to the word spoken by, but according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Somebody say hallelujah. By according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Father, we are here tonight just to say, God, have your way. Move in whichever way you see fit. Lead and direct us as we pray. Holy Spirit, we need you tonight to push some things in us and through us in the earth. We need you, Holy Spirit, to empower us tonight as we pray. We need you, Holy Spirit, to open up the gates of heaven. We need you, Holy Spirit, to move with power and might that things may shift in people's lives tonight. Let there be a significant turn in the trajectory of their lives for the better in the name of our Lord and Savior. Let things begin to shift around them, O God, in unprecedented ways, that they will know that indeed God is an ever-present help. They may know that indeed God is Jehovah Jireh, that God, indeed, you are the husband to the widower, to the widow, that God, you are the father to the fatherless, that God, you bring provision in ways that are unexpected. Not only do you bring provision in terms of material things, but God, there are spiritual dynamics you instigate into our lives, oh God, that take us into realms of provision that we have never experienced before. So we say, God, tonight, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Whatever you desire, oh God, to release in our lives, oh God, tonight, have your way. Whatever you desire, God, to move tonight in our lives, have your way. Whatever you desire to connect us to, oh God, tonight in our lives, we say, have your way. Let your will be done, oh God, in this hour as it is in heaven concerning our lives. Let praise, O God, proceed from us, because we are going to see and behold all the great things that you are about to do. Somebody say hallelujah. God is about to do some great things. And let me just do a bit of a small teaching in terms of the verses that we have read. I won't really go into much detail in terms of the verses that we have just read. But you know that Elijah had commanded the heavens to be shut. They were going to be shut for 3 years, 3 years. And then he was going to give a command. He says, the heavens will be shut and they will only open at my word. And God had told him to go by the brook of Cherith where he was drinking, and the ravens were bringing food toward him. But then God said, the season for you feeding from this particular place is done. You have to go to Zarephath. There is a widow there that I have commanded to bring to provide for you. But we are told the background of the story that the widow herself, she was running out. She was running out. She was about to prepare her last meal for her and her son. But God sent a prophet, and the prophet inquired of her if she would give him a cup of water, and if she would also make him a bread, some bread for her to be able to drink. And she told him, I'm only on my last meal. But she made provisions and gave to him. And there was a word that God has said, that the God was saying to Elijah, she is going to sustain you. Therefore, that woman's obedience allowed for the provision in her life to be multiplied, to go beyond its natural capacity, to be not only to be able to feed her and her son, but it says her and her household. She entered into a natural, into a realm of supernatural supply, into a realm of supernatural abundance because of her obedience. But tonight I want to focus on two things as we pray. Somebody say hallelujah. I want us to focus on two things as we pray. The first thing is I want us to focus on the idea that God's word does not fail. God's word does not fail. God had told his main servant that he is going to sustain him in the midst of a famine. Somebody say hallelujah. God will sustain you. And I want to say tonight, wherever you are, keep holding on to the promises of God. He is not a man that he should lie. His promises indeed are yes and amen. That which he has declared to do in your life, he will do. What God is going to do in your life will not be hindered by situations and circumstances around you, but the word of God is going to supersede everything that surrounds you, because the word of God has to prevail. There are some things in your life right now that you are asking God for and you are believing God for, and those things are seemingly impossible. They are seemingly untenable where you are, but I want to let you know that the word of God will break through. The word of God will change your situation. The word of God will change your environment. The word of God will remove every obstacle. The word of God will remove every challenge, because the word of God has to prosper and perform everything that God has sent it to do in your life. God's word has never failed. Somebody say hallelujah. God's word has never failed. Therefore, I want to remind somebody here tonight, from Genesis to Revelation, God has never lost a battle. From Genesis to Revelation, God has never been unable to fulfill a promise. His promises, as I already said, they are yes and amen. Therefore, I declare that whatever word God gave you, even though it may tarry, that word is going to be exactly as God said it's going to be. There is a supernatural abundance coming into your life. Doors are going to open at their own accord. Men are going to do what they normally wouldn't do, because the favor of God is upon you. If you remember last week, we spoke about exceptional favor. The favor of God is resting upon you, and that favor is going to cause men to do what they normally wouldn't do. Not only is it going to cause men to do what they normally wouldn't do, but that favor is going to open doors for you. That favor is going to create a springboard for you to be able to go into the place that God said you were going to go. You may be getting into a system that is limited, but because you are entering into it, that system is going to experience an explosion. That system is going to experience a growth. That system is going to experience an enlargement, because it has to sustain you. So now I pray in the name of Jesus that in the environment that you are in, there may be barrenness. In the environment that you are in right now, the rains may not be coming, but I want to let you know it may not rain anywhere else, but it's going to rain in your home. There may not be peace everywhere else around you, but there is going to be an abundance of peace in your home. There is going to be an abundance of peace in your heart. There is going to be an abundance of joy in everything that concerns you, in everything that you are involved in, because God is about to make you the light. God is about to fulfill his promises in your life. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter how hard it has been, but God is going to perform his word concerning you. God is going to sustain you. Businesses around you may be failing, but God is going to sustain you. People's endeavors around you may be failing, but God is going to sustain you. Others may be walking in a season of disfavor, but God has already favored you. Things are going to happen in a way you never thought they would be able to work. You thought you're going to go into a season where you have to be able to provide for yourself, to manage manage your income and your outcome, to be able to manage your resources. But when you look around, what you have is not sufficient. What you have is not able to do to sustain you for the seasons that are up ahead. But I want to let you know that God is the one who gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. God is the one who is going to sustain you. God has already put people in place that have got what you need to go through the season. That people are going to provide strength for you. People are going to provide encouragement for you. Somebody say hallelujah. Encouragement coming into your life, because God is positioning people, and where God sends you may be the most hostile of places, like Sidon or Zarephath. But I want to let you know that God is able. God is not only able to open doors for you, God is not only able to bring resources to you, but God is also a shield. God is also a defender. He is going to watch over you, protect you in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the pain that surrounds you, in the midst of darkness that is coming against you. God will sustain you. The prophet David declared that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I want to let you know that God is there with you. He is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. It says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and they are safe. Somebody say hallelujah. You may be in a hostile place geographically, but you are in a place of safety with God. Ask Elijah. Elijah, I'm sending you to a place in Sidon, close to Sidon in Zarephath, the very place where your arch nemesis was born, the very place where Jezebel was born. That's where I'm going to send you. I am going to sustain you there, just to show you that the systems of the environment you are entering into cannot supersede the systems of the kingdom of God. I want to let you know right now, you are a child of God. Because you are a child of God, you're not going to be like everybody else that surrounds you, because the favor of God is upon you. God is not a deadbeat dad. Somebody say hallelujah. God is not a deadbeat dad. God takes care of those who are his own. The word of God says he owns a cattle on a thousand hills. God says all the silver is his and all the gold is his. God says take no thought of what you should wear. Take no thought of what you should eat, because God is your provider. Therefore, I declare that in this season, you are going to see the goodness of God. Not only are you going to see the goodness of God, but you are going to testify of the goodness of God. There is going to be a supernatural multiplication of whatever you have in your hands. God is going to allow it to stretch. Somebody say hallelujah. That means you're not going to go into debt for you to be able to manage, but God is going to stretch. God is going to stretch whatever you have. I see somebody, your ropes are being stretched. I see somebody, your resources are being stretched. But don't look at how they are being stretched. Consider this, that God is preparing you to be able to manage much more. His word says, those to whom much is given, much is required. And he says, if we are faithful with little, somebody say hallelujah. If you are faithful with little, you are going to be trusted with much. So God is enlarging you. God is stretching you. God is making you bigger because of where he is taking you. Somebody say, somebody just rejoice in your home, because God is enlarging you. And I want just to remind somebody here tonight, remember, the afflictions of the present moment are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall yet be revealed in you. There is great glory that is going to be revealed in you, and that glory is going to come even in the midst of affliction. That glory is going to come even in the midst of pain. God will be glorified. God will be exalted. God will be magnified in whatever you are going through. You are going to be in a season of peace when everything else around you is in chaos, where there seem to be storms around you. There is going to be the peace of God that sustains you. You are having a testimony being written concerning you, knowing that indeed your Lord is an anchor in the midst of the storm. Somebody say hallelujah. He is an anchor in the midst of a storm. But I want to revert back to the scripture that I gave you, that God says to Elijah, I need you to go to Zarephath. I have commanded a widow there to sustain you. Just to give you a background as we dig deeper into our prayer tonight, I want to let you know that the city of Zarephath laid in the inheritance of Asher. And there is a blessing that was spoken by Jacob concerning Asher, and there is a blessing that was spoken by Moses over Asher. Then these are the blessings that were spoken over Moses over Asher. So you can see where we are leading with this one in Genesis 49 verse number 20. God says, this is Jacob speaking of Asher. He says, bread from Asher shall be rich, and he shall yield royal dainties. There is always going to be bread in the city, in the nation of Asher. There is always going to be bread. But here we meet a widow whose bread is about to run out. Somebody say hallelujah. But there is a blessing that says it will not run out, but she is about to run out. Before I dig deeper into that, let me tell you what Moses said. This is what Moses said in the book of Deuteronomy. He said, and of Asher he said, that's Deuteronomy 33 verse number 24 to 25. Deuteronomy 33 verse number 24 to verse number 25. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. And it says, and of Asher he said, Asher is most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers. Let him dip his foot in oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. Here you have a lady who is living in a place that's supposed to be having an abundance of bread. It's supposed to be having an abundance of oil. Yet she is about to run out. Did anybody see that? She is about to run out, and God says to Elijah, I need you to go to Zarephath because I have commanded a widow there to look after you. Why do you say all this, Perkins? I want to say, could it be that God was sending the prophet Elijah to be able to connect this woman to the blessing of Asher, or to resurrect the blessing of Asher into her life, that her bread will not run out nor her oil? Because of that, I want somebody here to understand tonight, there are some things in your life that you thought are going to die. The things in your life you feel they are running out of life, but God is saying there is a blessing that is coming to be connected with you. Somebody say hallelujah. There is a blessing that God is going to come and connect you to that blessing, attach you to that blessing. And once you are attached to that blessing, what you thought was going to die is going to live. What you thought was going to wane is going to wax stronger because of the blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. We have the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of enlargement, the blessing of increase, the blessing of elevation, the blessing of favor. That blessing is coming upon your life. You thought your business was about to run dry, but there is something that is coming to sustain you, to connect you to that blessing. But I want to present a second scenario for you before we go into our prayer. Could it be that God was saying to the widow of Zarephath, if you allow the word of God to remain in your house, if you allow the presence of God to remain in your house, then your bread will not run out, your flour will not run out, nor your oil run out, because the presence of God is in your home. How many of us know that when God is there with us, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And the Bible also goes and further to say, he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provision. He is our provider. If you are in abiding in the presence of the provider, if you are abiding in the presence of the provision, you will never suffer lack for anything. Somebody say hallelujah. You never suffer lack for anything. But it took her opening her door for the presence of God to abide in her home. So I contend that tonight, may your hearts be open to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. May your hearts be open to receive the word that God is sending into your home, for you to be able to open up your household to receive that word. That word is going to activate a season of supernatural abundance in your life, a season of provision. I declare that as you open your doors, allowing the presence of God to abide in your home, you are going to see, you're going to have the ability to pay your bills. You are meant to be a lender and not a borrower. You are going to walk in the fine, in the realization and the manifestation of that word, because you have chosen to be obedient. Maybe God wants to connect you with the blessing that is in the geographical location that you are. You are not the first one to walk in that land. There is somebody else who walked in that land. There is somebody else who prayed over your neighborhood. There is somebody else who prayed over your location. There is somebody else who prayed a blessing concerning where your business is. There is somebody else who spoke a blessing wherever you are. And God is saying, in this season, I am doing a work of connecting you with the blessings that are in the land where you are. Somebody say hallelujah. He's connecting you with the blessings that are in the land where you are. For some of you, you are going to testify that indeed this earth is yielding her riches to you, because God has connected you to the blessing that is in the place where you are. Your anointing in ministry is directly attached to the ministry where you are. All that God is doing in this season is sending a prophetic word. All that God is doing in this season is sending a connecting word. All that God is doing in this season is sending an activating word, activating that blessing, activating that promise into your life, so that you become a conduit. You become one who experiences the manifestation of that blessing. For some of you, where your homes are, there is a blessing that says you walk in divine healing and divine health. There is a blessing that says you never suffer lack for anything. There is a blessing that says the works of your hands will prosper. There is a blessing that your home will be filled with laughter and joy. Right now, you may not be experiencing it, or in the season that has gone by, you may not have experienced it. But I want to let you know that tonight we are sending an activating word. We are sending a word of activation. We are sending a word of connection, that you are going to be able to connect with the blessing that is in the place where you are. Somebody say hallelujah. You are connecting with the blessing in the place where you are. I know some of, when we look back, we always look at the curses that are in the places that we are in. But I want to let you know, forget about the curse that has been in that place, but look for the blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. Why do you say forget about the curse? Look at the blessing. You have to know that Sidon, the nation of Sidon, was one that gave birth to Jezebel. It was a wicked society. It was a wicked society that worshipped Baal and Ashtoreth. But I want to let you know that God said, in the midst of that chaos, I will find somebody who has faith. I will find somebody who believes, and I'm going to send my prophetic word to do a work in her life. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you have been. God is doing a new work, connecting you to the blessing that is in the place where you are. There is about to be a release of supernatural breakthroughs in your life because of the blessing that you are being attached to. The works of your hands are going to prosper in ways you have never imagined, because you are being attached to a blessing in that place. Somebody say hallelujah. You are going to see multiple streams of revenue opening in your location, because now you are attached to the blessing that is in that place. Things that were taking hard for you to do, they're no longer going to be hard, because you are being attached to the blessing that is in that place. For some of you, you are growing weary, but your strength is about to return, because you are being joined to the blessing that is in that place. That place may just be a place in terms of a physical location, or that place may be a spiritual location, that you are about to connect with the source in a way that you have never been able to connect for before. Why? Because the blessing of God is being released, and God is attaching you and attaching that blessing to your life. I declare that even your sons and your daughters are going to benefit from the attachment that is taking place. God is about to release a great many things in your life. There is an increase of anointing. There is an increase of revelation. There is an increase in perseverance. There is an increase in the ability to be able to run the race. Somebody say hallelujah of the increase that is coming, because God is attaching you to the blessing that is in the place that you are. Don't you know that God ordained where you were going to be born, ordained where you are going to be, ordained where you are going to be seated. And as you are going through it now, God is saying, I've been putting things in position. There is favor. You are going to see there are going to be signs and wonders that are going to take place around you. All I saw was somebody who was working in the fields, but what they were using to transport their things has been broken in two. Anybody hearing me? It's more like you've been plowing in the field. You are about to get your harvest, but what you are using to harvest, what you're supposed to be using to harvest, is broken into two. It seems as if you're going to require two different kinds of systems to be able to pull in your harvest, but heaven is overriding it. Somebody say hallelujah. Heaven is overriding it. You are not going to do double the work, but God is restoring that which was broken. God is restoring that which was broken, that which was compromised, that the King of Glory may be exalted in your home, that the King of Glory may be exalted in your family, not only in your family, but in your bloodline. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing somebody who's wearing a gray track bottom. It's with a white line. And God is saying, you are going to get into a season of rest. You are going to go into a season of supernatural provision, because God is literally attaching you to the blessing. I see you and your husband lying on the floor facing up, your children also facing up, and all you are saying is, thank God Almighty for all that He has done for us. And there is nobody who is going to be able to discourage you or dissuade you from the testimony of what God has done in the season of your life. He has attached you to that blessing. And I just want to let you know that there will no longer be any shame attached to your name because of the blessing that God is attaching you to. It seems as if you have been working for years. You have been working in vain. Your labor seemingly has been in vain. But God is saying your due reward is coming for your faithfulness. Somebody say hallelujah. Your reward is coming for your faithfulness. Your reward is coming for your faithfulness, because God is about to attach you now because of your obedience. He's attaching you to the blessing that is in the place where you are. In that place, you are going to experience many great things. You are going to see families being saved, even your own bloodline being transformed. You are going to see your great-grandchildren beginning to walk with God in ways you have never known before. Your children, prodigals, your sons and your daughters are coming back home. They are receiving divine visitations now because of what God is doing in your family. He has chosen, He has appointed, you have received Him, you have received His word as His word, and that word is beginning to work a wonder in your life. I declare fruitfulness in every area of your life where there has been barrenness. I declare that the enemy will not have his way. John 10:10 says the enemy comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you are going to live the second part of that verse that says, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. I declare that your greatest going to be a renewal of life, a renewal of hope, a renewal of faith in your life, because you are going to see what God is going to do in this season of your life. There is a prophetic word that is being spoken into your heart, a prophetic word that has been spoken over you that you have forgotten, but God is bringing it into remembrance now. And as he's bringing it into remembrance now, he's just saying it's time for you. Oh, Shabbat, Eriko, Rabasara. It's time for you to manifest what I have promised you. It's time for you to walk in the reality of what you have been believing, to walk in the reality of what you have been expecting. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm telling you, I see many great things. I see a family getting together and they are bawling, and I can literally see the joy of the Lord written on their faces. I don't know if you are here on the prayer line or there is somebody that you know, but the word that I hear, the name that I hear is the name Emma. I don't know what that is, but it's the name Emma that I hear, spelled E-M-M-A. God is about to do something for you. God is about to bring joy in you. God is about to restore your family. There's, you've been longing to have time with your family, but it seems as if you've been going in different places. But God is saying, no, I am attaching you to the blessing of Abraham. To the blessing of Abraham, your family is going to be kept together in the name of Jesus. And I see the joy being expressed on their faces because of the good things that they have experienced. I know that the years before you have struggled financially, the years before everything hasn't been that rosy, but I want to let you know that God is going to restore. 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 And I can see that amongst those children that are there for Emma, amongst the children that are there, I know that your daughter is the one that you thought was going to do well, but she hasn't turned out that way. But God is about to turn it around for you. Your daughter is going to realize her place. She's going to realize and accept her value in the sight of God, and their life will never be the same because of what God is attaching your family to. I thank God for what he has done, and I can give you an example. You see, it was because of Aaron's position as high priest that his entire bloodline benefited. Anybody hearing me? Because of what God is doing in Aaron, his whole family benefited from. Now you have with the Levites that are living, that are working because of that obedience. I want to let you know, you are going to be the first, but you're not going to be the last that God is going to win in your family. Many in your family are going to come join you in the witnessing. Many in your family are going to join you in terms of the endeavors that you've set out to do for the kingdom of God because of what God is attaching you to. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And I literally see somebody else. It's like a young lady. The Lord hasn't given me a name, but I see a young lady, and the hair is tied in like piglets, tied in like pigtails. I don't know if I can call it pigtails, but I see two things coming from beside your hair, tied into two things in here. You're wearing your cross belts and you are playing a drum. There is a joy that is coming over you. You have been doing things that you've been doing, but there hasn't been much joy. But God is connecting you now with the rivers of joy that are going to flow in your life. I know you say you love what you're doing, what you do, but the love for what you do is about to intensify. You are not only going to be intensely in love with what you do, but there is going to be a release of great joy and satisfaction. And I see that girl, I see her walking through a valley. Somebody say hallelujah. I see her walking through a valley. I see her walking through a valley. And what God is saying, I put music in your heart that is going to sustain you through the valley season that you are going through. You don't even know whether how the outcome is going to be as you walk through this journey, But God says, just know that I am bringing you to that expected end. Somebody say hallelujah. I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is. If the Lord gives me a name, I'll let you know. But I don't know who it is. But there's a little girl, a drum. She's praying. She's playing a drum like they do on the drum line. And God is saying, don't you worry. As you go through the valley, there are songs that are going to come through you. Those songs are going to sustain you through that season of the valley. Somebody say hallelujah. Just because of what God has attached you to, your life is about to change. He's just sending me today as a prophetic word, as a prophetic voice into your life, and say the time has come for you to be connected to whatever blessing has been in the place where you have been, in the name of Jesus. And I see this elderly lady, as you are sitting, you have a problem with mobility. You are sitting like on a wheelchair. Sometimes you need somebody else to push you, but sometimes you struggle and you trundle along on your 2 feet, but you have to walk with a walking cane. And I just want to let you know that God is about to elevate you because of what is connecting you to. He's about to elevate you to a place of spiritual authority. And this is what I see for that elderly lady who's sitting on a wheelchair. This is what I see. You are not wearing your shoes. Your shoes have been hung up there in an apron. But God is saying, today we are taking them out. You are about to walk again. In the name of Jesus, you are about to walk again wearing your shoes. You are about to walk again. And it's only going to take a few more days. It's only going to take a few more days for you to be back on your feet. Many are going to be amazed, but it's because of what God, through the shoes He's sending you, through the word that He's sending you tonight, God is literally creating an attachment for you from the place and the stream of blessing, and blessings are going to begin flowing. Somebody say hallelujah. They're going to begin flowing. So God, I thank you for Emma, and I thank you, God, for what you're doing in this young lady's life. I thank you, oh God, for how you are bringing everything to full circle concerning them, for your praise and for your glory. Somebody say hallelujah. And I just want to let you know that when Elijah shows up, things change. Somebody say hallelujah. When Elijah shows up, things change. When Elijah shows up and you receive, if you receive a prophet as a prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. But if you just receive him as a righteous man, you will receive a righteous man's reward. But the reward of a prophet is greater than the reward of a righteous man. So I pray that when the prophetic voice comes into your life, you are literally going to open the door for that prophetic voice to come. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Halabandrio Sharabaye Keria Basai Kiris Rabro Soko Baste Kebesi Kiarabandra Randri Rabro Sarabaketi Sarabandara Bakishiki Daba. I don't know who this is, but somebody with the name Christine. Christina, I just pray for the favor of God to come over you. I just declare that God has chosen you in the midst of many. He has appointed you to be a recipient of what He is doing, not because you have earned it, but because He has favored you in the name of Jesus. He has favored you. I don't know if you are here or you might be listening later on, but Christine, God has chosen to favor you. He 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 has chosen to favor you. And it's because He has chosen to favor you, things are going to begin moving rapidly in your life, rapidly in your life. You are moving from a realm of just being in existence to being an influence maker. Anybody hearing me? Somebody, Christian, you're moving into a season of being an influence maker. You are going to be able to touch other people's lives, touch them for the better because of what God has chosen to do in your life. For the better because of what God has chosen
to do in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. That's for Christina. I don't know if she's here or not. I don't know. But you are joy. Hallelujah. I don't know who it is, but I'm just letting you know. Today, God is just dropping some names today, because God is connecting you. God is connecting you. And there's somebody, I don't know who it is, but the Lord hasn't given me a name, but there's somebody here. It's more like in your bloodline, there was a fork that happened in your bloodline. There was a stream of blessing that was flowing in your bloodline, but somewhere something happened along the line, and that link was severed. It was separated. It divided into two, where one was flowing blessing, but the other one was flowing a curse. And what happened was the link that was supposed to be flowing blessing had been severed off, and the only thing that you were dealing with in your life is misfortune. The only things you were dealing with life is the disappointments, is because of that link that was producing curses was coming into your generation. But tonight we declare, not only are we severing off that link that has been bringing demonically inspired things into your life, but we open now the flow. We open the floodgate of blessing. We reattach that link to your generation, that you are not going to be experiencing generational curses, but they're going to be generational blessings being evoked and being released into your life. And that's going to be something tremendous is going to happen in your life. There has been a barrier operating in your life. That barrier would require a blessing to be able to overcome. Anybody hearing me? That blessing is coming. That blessing is overtaking you. I see that blessing is being followed behind by a number seven. It's being followed by a number seven. It's being followed by a number seven. You are going into a season of perfection. Anybody hearing me? You're getting into a season of perfection because of what God has done. The generational curse is broken. The generational pipeline of curse has been severed. Now is the pipeline of blessing that is flowing in your bloodline. Therefore, I want to pronounce over you, you are blessed in your coming and you are blessed in your going. The mantles that were forsaken by generations from the time that link was divided, I declare that those blessings are going to be restored. The mantles are going to come back. You are going to see it in your lifetime. Your sons and your daughters are going to walk in the anointing that their grandparents were supposed to walk in the name of Jesus. Because of what God has done tonight, He has favored you. And I don't want to say tonight is about favor, but tonight is about attaching you. It's about attaching you and activating something in your life, as He did for the widow of Zarephath through the prophet Elijah. Something is about to happen in your life, something of great significance, something that is literally going to shift your life. There is going to, it's going to be it's going to be a wonder. I want to call it a wonderment, if there's such a word. It's going to be a wonderment in your life. Many are going to be asking, what happened? Not because things are going to be decaying, but there is going to be such an explosion of blessing in your life. They're going to wonder what happened. They're going to wonder what happened. What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? And for some of you, there is going to be the explosion is going to start in your heart. There is going to be a tremendous level of joy, a tremendous level of joy, knowing that whatever you thought was little and was about to run over, to run out, God is multiplying it and increasing it. Somebody say hallelujah. God is multiplying literally. He is multiplying it literally. Your budget won't be able to fit, but God is going to stretch it. Your income wasn't going to be able enough to be able to pay your bills, but God is going to cause you to walk in the overflow. He's going to cause you to walk in the overflow because of what He is doing, attaching you to the blessing that is in your bloodline, attaching you to the blessing that is in your geographical location, attaching you to the blessing of the Lord.
My days tarabatike debro shoko da bandere ibrasta radikuro prodiria barandere bokushara bandere. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I just have a word of instruction for you that you can do it in the morning. Please don't forget to do it, but just do it in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, just get some anointing oil before you go about your day. Anoint your forehead, anoint your hands, and anoint your feet, and leave the rest to God. Anybody hearing, when you wake up in the morning, just anoint your feet, anoint your head, and anoint your hands, and just leave the rest to God to do. He's about to do something upon your life. And that thing, what I'm saying, anoint your forehead, anoint your feet, and anoint your hands, is the same thing as Elijah asking you, go and make some bread for me. Anybody hearing me? And you're not going to send me, you're not going to send me anything. All you're going to do is get up in the morning, get some anointing oil. It doesn't matter what oil you use, get your cooking oil, whatever it is, anoint your face, anoint your hand, and anoint your feet, and then let God have his way. Somebody say hallelujah. Let God have his way. 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 Hallelujah. And for somebody, I just pray for your eyes to be opened. I pray for your eyes to be opened. And this is what I saw. I saw you designed like a drone, a robot, like an Android robot. All you do, you look at things. You're only seeing what you're trained to see. You only see what you're trained to see, but you miss the whole picture. But tonight I say it's changing. Your real eyes are opening. You are going to see the real thing that you have been dealing with in the name of Jesus. Because of what God is attaching you to. He's attaching you to vision. He's attaching you to purpose. He's attaching you to his plans. Therefore, something is about to happen in your life because of what God is about to do. I pray that some of you that have good ministries, God will empower you. His anointing will come in a greater measure. Clarity of thought and speech is going to be released upon you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what I saw finally. I think we're almost done. This is what I see. I see somebody. It's a woman. See you on the pulpit. You are about to preach. And as you are about to preach, there is literally, as you are putting your Bible on the podium, or on the lectern, there is something that is coming. There is a new scroll that is opening before you. You have never read it before, but there's a new scroll that is coming before you. You're open. You are going to begin preaching from dimensions of revelation you've never been able to preach from before. Dimensions of revelation. God is literally depositing a new word in you. A new word in you, a new word in you, a new word in you. Not just a new word, but God is going to attach you to the blessing. Debro Surabanda is going to attach you to the blessing that belongs to the house where you are preaching. Somebody say hallelujah. The house where you are preaching, it's being released now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you've done tonight. I thank you, God, for the word that you've released tonight, a word of attaching, that many are going to be attached, the blessings of the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow. Many are going to experience the goodness of God in this season, and that they are going to testify of the greatness and the goodness of their God. This, O God, we pray in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, and the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer himself, Jesus Christ, the son of David, we have prayed. Somebody say hallelujah, and you can say amen, amen, and amen. I want to read this verse for you. Just give me a second here. We want to pull up that verse so we can declare that verse over you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to go to the book of Psalms. Let me just change my translation here. So I'm using a different translation. I want to use the King James Version. And I'm going to the book of Psalms. And I'll tell you what psalm it is. I have it marked here. Hallelujah. God is faithful.
He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is what I want to say. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. He says, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generations to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded for our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. The children of Ephraim being armed with carrying bows, tucked back in the day of battle. They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had done. He had shown them marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea. He begins to list a whole list of numerous things right here. But what I'm just saying is, God is saying he is going to make sure that your testimony is right. Somebody say hallelujah. Your testimony is right. Your testimony is right. That's what I want you to see. He's going to make sure that your testimony is right. You are going to declare the works of God to your children and your children's children. Tell them all that God has done in your lifetime. Tell them how God attached you to your blessing and the place that you are in, and how God prospered you in that place. That's what God is doing for you in this season. Father, I just thank you for that word, whoever it is for. We thank you and we bless you, O God, in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen.